Up to Simon Reish Tezvav Siv Beis. In the middle of the halachas of answering Amen. So Siv Beis begins. Hashemeya Echad mi Yisrael Mevorich Achas Mikol HaBrachas. So you're listening, you hear Yid, say a bracha. So Aval Pi Shaloi Shama Kula Medchil Hatzayvin. If you didn't hear him say the bracha in its entirety, Aval Pi Shein Chayiv Baisa Bracha, even though you're not Chayiv in that bracha, you're still Chayiv, you're still obligated Lanois Achrav Amen. You should answer Amen. Aval Barim Haya Mevorich, the person making the bracha is a heretic. He's an Abikairis. A Kusi, which we don't have today anymore, Kusim. A Tinuk, a young child. A Haya Godai of a Shinami Matbea Brachas, which is an adult, but he's writing his own brachas. He's changing the Nuzakha brachas. Then, Ein Haya Machav Amen. Then you don't answer Amen. A Godai Rama says, Va'ayin Amen Acher Ovid Kichavim, Im Shama Kol HaBracha Mipiv. If you hear a Goy, say a brach in its entirety with the right nusach, so we can assume he's davening to our Hashem, then you can answer Amen. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on the Sifkan base. Shloi Shama Kula, even though you didn't hear a person say the brach in its entirety, you could say Amen. El Shama Raksha Maskar Hashem, you heard him say Hashem's name, the Seif HaBracha. Chayov Lanes Achrov Amen, you're Achrov. You're obligated to answer Amen. The Yesha Paiskin, are those who hold Afil, Loi Shama, Rakhasimus HaBracha. Even if you only heard the end of the bracha, tzorich lanes amen yefter amen. Va'ayim ba'achay adam she'echriach tafil day harishayna meida, that even the first sheet is meida. That heche she'edei al eze brachu aina, that, meaning, this is machlokes, right? But in the Gemara, if you didn't hear that bracha, but everyone agrees that if you know what bracha you're answering to, so you answer amen, right? In the Alexandria, we learned in the Chesfil already, that they used to pick up the flags, so that they would know to say Amen, and people kept track of which bracha they were up to. Right, we saw this in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet. Sivkan Zayin, Aval Pishen Echayev, even though you're not obligated in a bracha, you answer Amen. But Slaim of Acholshkin, Hechashu Atzme Chayev. Surely where you are, yourself is Chayev in that bracha. V'roit Zolotze Zabirch Hazam Avarech, Bevade Chayev La'anis Amen. No, we're not talking about over phone. No, that's but you're not in the mockum. It's not so bullshit. The place can today talk about answering Amen over the phone, but the pasha is not, because the pasha is the fact that a bracha is being said somewhere in the world, and you happen to know what bracha is being said now. You know, at 11 o'clock, at 12 o'clock at night, our time, you can start saying Amen, 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 because someone there at your soul is saying Birch Hashachar. And you know it's Birch HaShachar, because, you know, at this hour, some shul saying Birch HaShachar. It might be similar. In Alexandria, the point was, you're in shul, you're diving with this minion, the chazan saying it, it's just too big for you to hear him. But you know what he's saying, you can answer me. Surely, when you saw this last night, where you're chayiv in a bracha, and you want to be yaitza, but vade chayiv lanis amin, you're definitely mechayiv to answer amin. Lahoy race to show Shigamu Mechazik and Mekayim Divrei Mevorich. Surely being Mechazik and you Mekayim that which you're solidifying and you're agreeing with, but the Mevorich is saying, Achin Azbin and Dafka Shishma Kol Abracham Techil Vatzayf. Like we already saw in Reishit Gimel, that if you want to be Yitzhak Brach, you have to hear the whole thing. Siv Kohen Chazim Mechuyiv to answer Amen. Why you Mechuyiv to answer Amen? The Chsiv, it says, the Pasuk Hashem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydel Elekenu. And the Gemara Yumach explains, Amal had Moshe Yisrael, Moshe was telling Klai Yisrael, Kishani Mavarich, Umas, Kishem Hashem Yisbarach. When I mention the name of Hashem, Atem, you Klai Yisrael, Havu Goydel Elkein Bani Yisamin. You should strengthen and show the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by responding, Amen. Then when you hear the Askaris Hashem, when you hear Hashem's name being said, you should respond, Amen. Sivkon tes achav amen isa medrash kishe shemeh ashech mispal dover mevarach liyisrael afil bloy askar zashem chayv lanes amen. The medrash says that if you hear someone giving a bracha to a yid or to klal yisrael, or someone klal yisrael saying a bracha to Hashem, even if they don't say amen, the shem Hashem, one should still respond with amen. V'lachein, and therefore nispashit haminig sho'einin amen achar racham abirch samazin. And that's why when we hear after harachamans, we can answer amen. That's how we do it, I mean. But even though there's no shame Hashem. Sifkan Yud, Aval, if the person wasn't Apikairis, Midikayal Apikairis, Vikusi, Bahadi, Tinik, Vigalish, you know, the fact that Machairo put together Apikairis, Kusi, and a Tinik, a child and a gadol that change in the zuch. So Shibur says, "Mashma the chad dino islu that all four are the same din." V'chei the betinik v'gadol shashina mashma fil shamakal abracham v'bim liyana. I mean, so that's mashma that what that by the child and the gadol change the zuch, even though you heard the whole thing, you don't answer. I mean, because the brachas levatola gam kenu dadin beil. It's mashma is that. So to an Abi Kairos is bracha, or Kuzi is bracha, even if you heard the whole thing, it's bracha vatala. V'alvagav, the Gemara says, Sha'af b'kuzi, ayinin im shama kol bracha mipiv. Ay, you're going to tell me, l'mayis, the Gemara says that if you hear the bracha in its entirety from a Kuzi, you could answer on me, because then you see that he's davening to the Rabbi Nishleil. So he says, ayinu kardim shemot shalem d'mus yayinu b'ha grizim shayayinu lo. That was the Gemara's talking about before they found Tavagrizim, that they were even if I desire them. But afterwards, no, we'd say no. The Kavanosim, when they said Hashem Lekenu, that they were referring to our Hashem, was referring to Hagrizim. There was a Baruch Matala. If I'd be curious, Nami ain't Kavanosim Hashemim, I love his Gulum, so I'm going to deserve it. So I'd be curious. So also, he has in mind other Avay desires, or other gods, or whatever it may be, and not the Rabbeinu Shleilim. And the Kusim, the Gain says, "Lamais, if you hear the bracha in its entirety, and you see that he is saying the bracha Hashem Elokeinu, one could answer, Amen."
This is only talking about if he didn't hear the
bracha. No, so that's the machlokes. The first sheet of the Mishmur is saying is Mashmais and Machaber is even if you heard the whole bracha, because we assume that he's talking to some other god with a small g. The Gaon says no, that when you hear a Kusi or an Abi Kairos say it's bracha in its entirety, and he says Hashem Elokeinu, that we say Hashem Elokeinu, we can assume that he is saying a bracha to our Rabbeinu Shlomo. Right? There's no atheist in a foxhole. Right? So there could be a time when Abi Kairos or Kusi will make a daven to our Rabbeinu Shlomo. Or you hear an adult that's Mishana the Nusach Vashina, the Davka Kishashina Ba'ifen, Layotza Ba'bracha Machmas, the Davka when he changed the Nusach to where you're not Yotza. Therefore, it's a bracha latola. When it's a bracha latola, you're not allowed to answer Amen. Shema kol abracha, if you heard all brachas, ain't there chavid gilum, lechavin, avoidas gilum, kishamaska Hashem. Right? Most Goyim, when they would say a bracha, they wouldn't say it in our Nusach of a bracha. Right? They thank the Lord, you know. Mekamakim das taz, the anal of chiv lanis, ba'akam rakrishos. Taz says that, yeah, even if you hear the whole bracha, and you believe that he's now he's davening to our Rebbeinu Shlom, it's only Rishus, there's no chiyuv to respond, Amen. Siv Gimel. V'hod ein oinun amen achatinik, that's which we just said, you don't answer after a toddler, after a young child. Amen. Davka v'shosh shaloi min abrachas ni rabbi. That's talking about when he's learning how to say brachas. Shemutal la'am ilutinoikas abrachas ketiknon. You're allowed to teach a child to say the brachas properly. V'av p'shem v'varachim v'atala. Even though it's saying the name of Hashem, it's a brachas v'atala. V'shas alimut, all the learning. Right, because you're allowed to teach him how to say it properly. Right, but then you don't respond to Amen. Because they're not saying a bracha on a food. They're not saying a bracha on something. So the bracha is nothing but etzim. It's a practice in how to say a bracha when they need to. When a kid says a shahakal to be yotze the bracha of a shahakal, or kivin the b'nei chinuch, zin zechiv chinuch, ayin machreim, amen, you can answer amen. V'chem b'shoshayim after b'es k'nesses. So to a cotton when he says after b'es k'nesses, to respond amen. Sifkon yim gimel shalai mid, rat salima, the ain shayach leima, amen la'amis, ul'kaim is divriyam avarich. Ach, the ain shim rochel. You don't say amen. Amen says what? I'm saying that what he's saying is MS and it's true. I'm solidifying it, right? But that's not, if he's not saying a bracha on anything, what are you solidifying? That he learned how to say the bracha properly? And so then most pastors should say amen when he's only saying it to learn the words. So if Kon Yudal Vatola Ratzleima Shleima Ravi Mama Brachas Shleib Bismanim, when a Rebbe is teaching a Talmid to say brachas, but not when they're saying it on the proper thing. I feel Uachi Mutal Lask Hashem Hashem. You're allowed to say the name Hashem. Not only could the child say it to make sure he's saying it properly, the Rebbe could say it. You got to teach him how to do it right. But then he says, when could you say the Shem Hashem? When you're teaching a child how to say the brachas. An adult, let's say, and you get to the brachas, and gives you the nusach of the bracha. I even blame Askaris Hashem. You shouldn't say Hashem's name. You should just say Hashem. When you're learning Gemara, if you're quoting a pasuk in its entirety, then it's mutter to say the name of Hashem. Not recommended, because sometimes, you know, you look at Rashi in the middle, this, that, right? Right, stop. But mites, if you're saying a pasuk in its entirety while you're learning, though, make radin, it's mutter to say the shame Hashem. But if a bracha, one should not do so by an adult when he's learning Gemara. When you're teaching a child to say brachas, that's something else. When he's saying the brachas at its proper time, whether it's an asal asechvi in the morning or shach when he wants to eat something, then you could say amen. Yes, what was your question? Sivkot tazayin. So he says the ma'aser, the mashmayis here is a dafka. Once a kid's age of chinuch, you should answer amen. But before that, he doesn't say what he's saying. You can't say, "Ooh, it's emes what he's saying," because you can't solidify that which is not being said. So the child is too young to understand what he's saying. So some say when a child is younger than a gila chinuch, you shouldn't respond to amen. The ma'aser many place can amekel and allow us to answer amen because that's how we teach children to say amen. And then when they say bracha, they are saying amen. They learn to say amen. So male, it's a chinuch on the amen. You're not saying the amen to be ma'ames to solidify what they're saying, not saying anything. But you're saying amen to teach them that when a bracha is said, you say amen. Sivkon yedzayin shayim raf tayra ratzayim shas kerim b'tayim neviim mavarkim of neim lachreim v'tzach lanis amen. Right, they make the brachas. Back then, they see of ketanim to make the haftira, to say the haftira, so you could say after them amen. Siv dalat. Call him a vorech bracha shein etzvicha. I raise a nice shame shemayim lashav. Make a bracha that you don't need to say. It's like saying Hashem's name for nothing. Vareu, it is saying that. Not like it's like it's saying Hashem's name for nothing. Vareu, and it's like kinishba lashav, like someone made a swore in Hashem's name falsely. For us lanisach of amen, and you now say amen after such a bracha. Siv kon yotches bracha shein etzvicha. Kigayin shemvarech b'sei chasuda. Someone makes a shackle on meat in the middle of a meal. It's a bracha you're not going to say. Right, you had bread. Even if right now the bracha you're saying is not a bracha latol. Sometimes also it also could be a bracha shein etzvicha. That's unnecessary. The table set in front of you, you ready to eat. You ready to go wash. For the idea later, we told you all the wash. For the kerach kaid manatil and varach advarim shidai kolachem take a suda. And you go take some food. You take some fish. Take some French fries. And you make a burger dam on the French fries now. But I mean, go wash first. There's a brach shein etzricha. Gamza also to go in brach shein etzricha. V'chol shkein a mastik ben a brach lasir. Surely someone is mastik between bracha and doing the mitzvah, making the bracha, or no, between bracha and eating. The gerim should despite la bracha rishonu l'gamri. So Vade also, he's going that it should be bottled. Then he says, look early in Simon Mevav, Sifkan Yudal, regarding a Shlomo's Meir Brachas B'Shabbos, where people try to make extra brachas, where they already the Magen Avram warns to be careful not to make a brachas Shein Etzricha. La'ashav, for nothing, but Suleyma Avshu Mevarech, Kasei De Nusach HaBracha, B'derech Haidav, Shavach, even though you're saying the bracha with the proper Nusach, as if you're giving thanks, Kiven Shein Etzricha, since it's not necessary, V'chol Shkein Im Hizke Shem Hashem L'Vatala, and surely, if you're saying the Shem Hashem for nothing, Chas V'Shalom V'Lavdav K'Shem Shal Arba Oisius, Hudin Shari Shem is Gam Kem Chol, this is a, it's Lavdav K'Shem, Alef Da'at Nun Yud, or any other name, any name of Hashem that you say L'Vatala, you're over this. Even if you say G-O-D, for no reason. In any language. Now, if you want to thank Hashem, having done something for you, and you say a proper sentence, and you say G-O-D, that's not awesome. It's but you have to make sure to complete the sentence, and it has to be by giving praise to Hashem, not where people give Hashem a last name with four-letter words. Cost of value with it, D-A-M. Yeah. Cost of value, Rabba. B'shem sevich sidim. Tishma shechavercha maske Hashem. If you hear your friend saying Hashem's name, you have to be careful. If you see him saying G-O-D, al tikonis tech tvarov, loy masel kachach. Don't interrupt him in a sentence. So I day zeh, yishtek, he's going to keep quiet, l'shmer dvarech, to hear what you're saying. Vatagayrim, you're causing a shame, shemayim vatala. He caused him to say Hashem's nothing. But if you hear him about to curse with the name of Hashem, of course you should interrupt him because that's the curse. So even though we mid sentence, okay, better say Shem Hashem, without cursing Hashem Hashem. But if he's saying something good, he said, thank God, something happened, and you cut him off in the middle, He caused nuts. Hashem Shemayim Vatal.
Sivkot and Chav. Kishanish Balashov, it's like swearing falsely. Lashon Rambam, Makari, what's the Makar? The Rambam says, the Gemara says, Kal Mavarech, Brach, Shein, Tzvicha, Ivim Shem, Loisisa, Shem, Hashem, Makal Makim, Das Kamer, Yishonim, that it's not the rice, and Omid Rabban. Kimin Chumaskiroi, Bebrach, Derek, Shvach, Vaidos, and Samaisa, Kimin Praise, Hashem, some would say it's only Asid Rabban. Avu Mumaskiroi, La Hashem, Chas, Shalom, Vatala, Bebrach, he just says Hashem's name, Bebrach, Vatala. But no, without a bracha, everyone agrees that there's an Isra Deraisa. Why? What's Isra Deraisa? There's a mitzvah that says, Hashem alekecha tira. You should fear Hashem. He has hara, it's a warning. The Gemara Tumura tells us, that's showing fear of Hashem when you use his name in vain. Kizero Michal, here it's part of having fear not to use the name except for Derek Shvach Vaida. Michal Mokin. What happens if you have a sofik? If you have a bracha or not? If it's a sofik deraisa, a bracha deraisa like benching or brachstaira, you go back and make another bracha. But if it's rabbanon, lo yachzi yivorech, you don't go back. There's to go back. The achronim say even if you have a sfik sfeika, to require a bracha. Kigoyin, you have a sofik if you ate a kezayis, and you say that even if it's not a kezayis, maybe it was a barrier that you mechuyev a bracha. I feel hachi, nevertheless, it's still a sofik, and you don't make a bracha. Anytime you mechuyev a bracha, derabbanon, you sofik, you don't say it. Only mederaisa. Sofik derasa. Va'ashlani is achav amen, you can't answer amen. Play adiv mitinik shemask Hashem derech limudai, it's no better than a tinik that mentions Hashem's name derech limud, play os isse baskarosai, that he's not making an issue when he mentions that filoch ein lanas amen achav the ain shame bracha la kol shkein said the also the hoti shame shemayim levatala. Right, so he's saying that any time the bracha shouldn't be said, you don't answer amen. We'll stop over here.